Hi, I'm a speech therapist at Kapar. As you guys know, our motive is to give our maximum love, support and care to all who are in need and their families. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to protect your child's hearing. According to World Health Organization, the prevalence of childhood onset deafness is 2%, and most common cause includes middle ear infections, viral infections, noise-induced hearing loss, trauma to the ear, and also hearing loss has consequences of other conditions. Most often, hearing loss among children goes unnoticed. Hence, parents must be on guard to protect their children's hearing and set guidelines and educate them on the importance of hearing health. And now, we are going to see about the signs that your child is experiencing in hearing loss. Your child may be experiencing a hearing loss, but may not always be able to tell you that there is a problem. Here are a few signs to understand whether your child may be experiencing listening difficulties. He has not achieved auditory milestones like startle or eye blink response to loud sounds, head turn or searching for familiar sounds, has not started babbling, has not achieved the first word by the first birthday. These signs can often be seen in infants and toddlers. And the next one is the frequent ear infection and complaints of ear pain. Does not react to loud sounds. Cannot identify which direction the sound is coming from. Prefers hearing from one side. Constantly increases the volume on devices. Does not understand simple instructions. Relies on lip reading. Poor academic performance. And next we are going to see how can parents protect a child's hearing. With children having to attend classes online, the use of personal amplification among children has increased exponentially. Hence, it is important to create an awareness among parents about hearing health. The American Speech and Hearing Association has recommended some guidelines to help parents protect their children's hearing, which include the volume limiting, that is using personal amplification devices like headphones, speakers, at the half volume level, noise cancellation and use of speakers, assistive listening technology and encouraging regular hearing breaks. Apart from these, model safe hearing habits and educate children on need for good hearing and oral hygiene. Identifying hearing loss may be difficult in children, but it is always better to seek advice from your doctor who will provide a course of action. If you observe signs of hearing loss, you can also consult your nearest audiologist and carry out a hearing assessment. I hope you got something about how to protect your child's hearing. I know you may have doubts and questions about this. Don't be hesitant to contact me. It's my pleasure to help you at any time. Feel free to contact me. To know more updates on audiology, visit our website www.kaparforautism.com. So, today I'm going to wind up this session. Thank you for all listening. I'll be back soon with another informative topic. And by this, I'm signing off.